He's Bill Kalfi, and he's joining us now. Bill, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being a part of it.
Hey, John. Always good to talk to you and be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Look, I think that what you guys did here was exactly right in terms of the number of cards to the kids coming off the web.com tour. To me, that is a home run in terms of access to the PGA Tour. Explain exactly what's going to happen going forward.
Well, I agree with your statement, John, and I think it's we had a really good outcome. I think it's fair. I think it's good for everybody concerned. And what will happen is the web.com tour will have 25 cards that will be given out for the PGA Tour at the end of the what we'll call the regular season. So season-long performance certainly matters, and 25 guys will have their cards. The number one money winner on the regular season will have an exempt card, and he will be exempt for the following year on the PGA Tour, as well as he'll be exempt into the Players' Championship. In addition, all those players will play in the finals, probably three final events, and the 2 through 25 off the PGA or the web.com, money list will play in the finals, and there will be an additional 25 cards that will be given out to players 126 to 200 and 26 to 75 off of the web.com tour. So they'll come together, play, but everybody will start from scratch.
Bill, the question that I had is if you finish 25th, and welcome back, if you finish 25th on the web.com tour money list, does that mean that for the three tournament series, all you can do is improve your position? Is that right?
Say that again, John.
Let's say I finish 25th on the season-ending money list on the web.com tour.
Yes,
and
right.
I go
yes,
into,
I got it.
Is that essentially right?
Position. You can improve your position, but you also can lose position. So you could end up being the 50th position guy, too. So it could go both ways, depending on how you play in the finals. So two through 25 at the regular season, they get a card, but their position is still at risk. They could finish. They could stay two, or they could move back and forth, or you could finish anywhere from 2 to 50th position.
Isn't that interesting? I like that twist on it. I'm not sure that if I finish second on the web.com money list, I'd like it. But you can't
well,
make you can't make
well,
a,
the
you
final,
can't make,
the,
go ahead.
It is the finals, and I think you got a card, and you're going to have to continue to play well for the three events, if that's what we end up with, three. But so I think it adds certainly a lot of drama. You still got to compete. You got to compete at a high level. So we think it's going to be an exciting finish to the season, and we think it's a fair system.
Yeah, well, we had Jim Furyk on last week, and he, of course, is on the board. And he had just come from the board meeting, and he told us that Davis Love III, who's, I guess, on his fourth board now, said, this is the toughest decision we've ever made as a board. This is it in terms of getting it right the first time, all of the things that go into it. Have you felt that from the board and from the folks involved in this incredible change?
Well, I've been touring now 22 years, and I'll say this. We talked probably more about this subject than anyone I can remember, so I've thought about this for more than a couple of years, but I always thought this was the way to go in terms of the tour. But, we've been talking about this specifically since, about 18 months now. So we finally, a lot of meetings, a lot of PAC meetings, a lot of board meetings, a lot of phone calls. So, I certainly would agree with Jim that it may have been one of the toughest decisions and one of the kind of the most hand wringing. But I think we came with a good decision. I think it's good for both tours and certainly for the web.com tour.
Well, and obviously web.com announced just, I guess a week ago. Tell us about the company itself, because I think that we're all just learning about it. They've picked a great platform to get their word out. Tell us about the company and what they've been like to deal with.
Well, John, we talked to several companies over the last year and a half when we knew that Nationwide was going to leave after their contract was up because they'd become the presenting sponsor of Memorial. But we talked to companies in the insurance industry, financial services, autos, energy. A lot of companies expressed some interest, but at the end of the day, I think we got a perfect fit. Obviously, we didn't know much about Web.com, but they're in our own backyard, and the more we learn about them, I think, or me personally for sure, the more I'm impressed with their business. They teach companies, small to medium-sized companies, how to better utilize the Internet and market on the Internet and be more efficient. And they're quite an impressive company. They're listed on NASDAQ. They're growing very rapidly. I think they're a perfect fit. The one thing I love about them, well, a couple of things, is a 10-year commitment. That's great. The other thing is that we don't have any conflicts in terms of sponsors, existing sponsors, on our tour for any of our tournaments. You know, for an auto or financial services or even with Nationwide, created some conflict. We had a competitor list that we couldn't sell to. So with Web.com, really their only competitor is GoDaddy. And so I think from the tournament's perspective, it opens up a lot of potential prospects.
I said this on the air last night, and you're probably not going to comment on it, but the Nationwide name was almost too perfect in that it didn't really give the insurance company its due. It just seemed like an adjective rather than a noun.
Exactly. Well, I think when we first did the Nationwide deal, that was a bit of a problem because Nationwide was concerned that this was going to be a geographic reference rather than a corporate what you just said may be true, but I think Nationwide did get a lot of value out of it, it's a little different. Web.com tour is a little different name, but they're a good company. They're a strong company. I'm around them. I was in their offices last week and meeting some of the people that better understand their business. I'm impressed with it, I think people will come it'll start rolling off our tongues here probably, I bet, sooner than we think.
Yeah, well, I have a .com trophy. We're talking to Bill Calfee. He's now the president of the Web.com tour. He has been the president. Have you been there since day one, since all the way back in the late 80s for this, or did you come in first year?
I've been here for about 12 years. I've been a tour for about 22, but I've worn a few different hats, and about the last, I think it's 12 years, been running this tour.
Oh, I think it's been longer than that, hasn't it?
No.
Okay.
22, going on 23. Believe me, I got it.
No, I believe you. And with a 10-year commitment here, this seems like the Nationwide tour now is just in a position where there's nothing to do but grow, because you don't have to worry about, who's going to be the next title. You can focus now on the individual tournaments. What's this going to do to the schedule on the web.com tour in terms of getting in X number of events before we get to the final system?
Well, it's a little bit of a challenge. We've been working through that. Obviously now we're going to have to finish at the end of September, where now we're finishing the end of October. So we got to push the schedule up a month, which creates some challenges. Scheduling is always tough, trying to play in places where the weather is conducive to golf, the agronomic conditions are good, TV windows are right. So there are a lot of factors that go into it. But we're working with our tournaments, and some people are going to have to move a little bit. They understand. But I think overall our tour is going to be strengthened. I think as you said it a minute ago, we're positioned for growth. I think we're in a great spot. We've got financial stability for the next 10 years through Web.com support. And we've got a structure now that I think really ties us more closely to the PGA Tour, identifies us as the pathway to the PGA Tour. So I tell you, I'm so excited about where we are and what our future looks like. I just can't put it into words.
Have we nailed down the timing for the final series in terms of getting that finished before the actual 2014 season starts?
Oh, absolutely. This will be in place for next year. So when we finish, we'll finish the Web.com Tour Championship at the end of September, and guys will be there. The 50 cards will be identified, and they'll go right out on the PGA Tour starting in the fall, and they'll start playing right away.
Right. No, that's what I meant. The season will end with those finals before the actual that fall, what used to be the fall series, which will now be the beginning of the 2014 season. And I was just trying to figure out the logistics of that. You mentioned TV. Obviously, the Golf Channel has been a fabulous partner. I know you appreciate the advocacy of Keith Hirschlin along the way, and certainly Jerry Foltz. Is that something that you see growing now because of the stature of the tour?
I think we're going to have about the same amount of events on television, but I think, obviously with the finals, I think the season will be much more dramatic, impactful, exciting. The last full season or full field event before the finals is going to be an exciting finish because that will determine the 25 cards. And then we'll go into the, right now it looks like the three final events, which will determine another 25 cards and positioning for all those guys. So there's going to be a lot at stake at the end of the year. And as you move through the season, guys will be following this 25. And I think it's just going to be a whole new dynamic on the tour. And I think television will certainly capture that in a unique and exciting way. But I don't think we'll have a lot more events on television. We've got, I think it's 11 this year, and I think we'll stay right around that number, 11 or 12, 13 in there.
Yeah, that was me just trying to find a job, to be honest with you, Bill. I love covering the web.com tour by any name. I do want to let you go. I know you've had a busy day, but before I do, have you gotten any reaction today? I mean, obviously the players are just really hearing today about how this all came together. Have you gotten any reaction from any of the players today?
I haven't seen too many, but we got a lot of reaction in Evansville a couple weeks ago, all positive. We got a player meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. So I'm sure I'll hear from a lot of players there, but word I'm getting and what I heard from in Evansville, it's all very, very positive. They're excited about the new sponsorship, the 10-year arrangement, and they're ready to play golf.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of aspects of this that you guys got right in terms of non-member money list, being eligible for the series. I think all of that makes perfect sense. I congratulate you, Bill.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Always good to be on the show and good to talk to you.
My pleasure. I mean, I tell you, I was as down on this as anybody when I first heard about it, but I think that you guys got it right the first time, and I look forward to seeing how this all plays out.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be an exciting 2013, that's for sure.
Bill, enjoy Utah.
Thanks, man.